Scouting out of the blue corner. He gives you your football meat and potatoes style and is the undisputed king of detailed player analysis. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve the Scout.
Hey guys, this is Steve the Scout. I am the voice of the Pro Football Scouting Podcast. It is Saturday, November 10th, and it is a very busy day here in Tempe, Arizona. I'm 5 minutes away from Sun Devil Stadium, where the Arizona State University Sun Devils football team, coached by Herm Edwards, play, and it is a madhouse around here. Literally went to the store this morning to get eggs. Should have been a 5-minute drive, turned into a 20-minute drive. But this is an exciting little town here, Tempe, Arizona. ASU is one of the biggest college campuses in the country. When you want transportation here, you have everything from motorized electronic scooters. There's literally thousands of them within a 1 mile radius that you can rent. People take boats. You see people on elliptical machines that actually you can travel the street with. And we were one of two cities in America to start out with self-driving cars on Uber, which that was suspended because the Uber car failed to stop and did hit someone. But as I mentioned, the Pro Football Scouting Podcast, it is now going to be 7 days a week. The episodes that we have on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, where I break down the weekend's games, recap the weekend's games for you, preview them, and also answer your questions. Those three episodes, which are typically Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, Sunday being the one where I recap all the action on the weekend, Wednesday where I answer your guys' questions, and then Friday where I preview all the games, those will still be the regular longer episodes that will range anywhere from 25 to typically 40 minutes. The week preview game that comes out on Friday, that will be the longest episode of the week because we're just previewing so many different games out there. The episodes that come out the other days, they're going to be shorter and more digestible, about 15 to 20 minutes in length. So with that being said, I want to focus on a topic today that I've been thinking about a lot recently, and that is really the teams in the NFL that can turn it around the second half of the season. So I believe, you know, when I look at the entire landscape of the NFL, I see six teams with a good chance to turn things around in the second half of the season, and I'll tell you why I think these six teams can do that. Starting out with the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you look at the Jaguars up to this point, they're a 3-5 football team. What has hurt them this year more than anything else has been not having a running game because Leonard Fournette's been injured pretty much the entire year, and the play of quarterback Blake Bortles, which has put a lot more pressure on their defense. They've been 3-5 up until this point. If you look at the Jaguars last year, they were one of the best teams in the NFL, and they accomplished that by being a physical team that ran the football, could tire out your defense, and allowed their defense to come on the field and be a lot more fresh than they've been this year because drives simply can't be sustained in the 2018 season. Leonard Fournette, like I said, he's been out all year, but he is coming back this week. And having him back in the lineup, as well as picking up Carlos Hyde in a trade, I believe that is going to drastically change the identity of this football team. And what they've been missing for most of this time really has been an identity. Look, Blake Bortles, he may not be the answer at quarterback, but it's going to be really hard for him to not play better or really to play worse, because I don't know how you could play any worse than how he's played over the last few weeks. But with the return of Leonard Fournette and adding Carlos Hyde, it takes pressure off Blake Bortles. It allows them to be more physical. It's going to keep their defense more rested. They can now extend drives. And that defense is just too good that I think with these players coming back and the fact that they have so much talent on that defense, it's going to re-energize the team. Again, it's going to allow them to have the identity back that they had last year. They went 3-5 the first half. Second half, I could definitely see them going 5-3 or even 6-2 to finish off the season. Don't know if they'll make the playoffs. They got an uphill battle against them, but I do think they will be a better team in the second half. The Indianapolis Colts are another team that is also 3-5. Why have they been 3-5? Two reasons. Number one, a lot of this year they have not had a running game, which they have right now. Marlon Mack has returned. That has made the offense and certainly the running game a lot more effective. The receivers haven't been getting separation, and the Colts offensive line, it took them a little while to gel. And if you look at the Colts, the first half of the year and also in years past, the offensive line has been an issue for them. But lately, their offensive line has really started to come together. Three players that I'll mention that have looked really good. Left guard Quentin Nelson, number 56, the rookie. He's been good since the year started, but he's really become just more comfortable and just a better player on that offensive line as things have developed. I gotta imagine he is going to have a big second half. Look, there's a reason that he was the most highly touted offensive lineman to come out in the last several years. He has shown to me that he is one of the best offensive guards, or really has the potential to be one of the best offensive guards in the game if you look at the way he's played the last couple weeks. You also look at the Colts, their center, Ryan Kelly. This guy does not make very, very many mistakes. He has become extremely reliable for them. He's a smart football player, wins with leverage, and really has helped. Him and both Nelson, they've helped keep Andrew Luck more upright this year. You know who's also helped keep Andrew Luck more upright this year? Left tackle Anthony Costanzo. Those three guys, to me, have really been a huge key for getting the running game going in this offense and keeping Andrew Luck upright. Andrew Luck, you got to remember, coming into this year, he hadn't played in, I think, about a year and a half or so. And now that he's healthy and he's getting back into rhythm, he is showing why he is one of the very elite quarterbacks in the game. I said in years past, his issue has been this. Yes, he's made a lot of mistakes. He's had to play better. But I think he got into bad habits because of that offensive line. You look at him now, he's still not having receivers that are getting a ton of separation, but he's been one of the very best quarterbacks in the NFL this year. If he had the same talent around him that Patrick Mahomes had, I believe he would have just as good of stats, if not better. That is how talented I think Andrew Luck is, and he's taken an offense that hasn't really had a whole lot of playmakers a lot farther than most other quarterbacks would. So I do think the Colts are going to turn it around. You know, you have those offensive linemen. You have Andrew Luck getting more comfortable. You have a running game going. Darius Leonard, the linebacker, rookie linebacker, continues to evolve. And they have other guys in their defense that are stepping up. I think overall, the next few years, you're going to see a big turnaround for the Indianapolis Colts franchise, provided Andrew Luck can stay healthy. The next team that I want to talk about that I think can really turn things around are the Philadelphia Eagles. Why? Carson Wentz hasn't played the whole year. They've lost some games because of that, because Nick Foles really has not given that offense as much of a push as they've needed to win some games early on. Carson Wentz is starting to get back into his form. They've added Golden Tate, which I think is going to be absolutely huge. They got a game this weekend up against Dallas. The last time Golden Tate played Dallas, he had 5 catches, over 130 yards, receiving 2 touchdowns. Considering they have Alshon Jeffrey, Zach Ertz, they're going to get rookie tight end Dallas Goedert more involved. I think this passing game is really going to start to become a hell of a lot better in the second half. What can hurt them is as I said earlier, as I said in previous shows, if they lost Jay Ajayi for any amount of time, I think this offense could be in trouble. So that could be their one downfall. Jay Ajayi went down early this year with a torn ACL, but if they can get Wendell Smallwood and some of these other backs to be more productive with good scheme running and good blocking, because they have good blockers, this team can really get back to peak form in the second half of the year. And I think Golden Tate coming there is going to be huge for Carson Wentz. I believe they will come from behind and they will run away with this division in the second half for the reason that Washington Redskins, their offensive line is battered. Most of their good offensive linemen are going to be out for the remainder of the season. That gives the Eagles a prime opportunity to really get back into this. They're only a game out of first place. I believe they will turn it around and win the division, the NFC East, in the second half. Another team that I think is going to turn it around, and this is a team that has a winning record, but I still think they are going to play better, and that is the Chicago Bears. The Chicago Bears, if you examine their offense, that offense continues to gel more and more as the season goes along. They're finding creative ways to utilize running backs. Jordan Howard are being very creative with their secondary change of pace running back, Tariq Cohen, who is really a younger Darren Sproles, if you look at Tariq Cohen play. Mitch Trubisky, as the season's gone on, he's been playing better. He's been getting more comfortable in this offense. This offense has shown they can put up a lot of points. But what has let them down sometimes has been their defense, and I'll tell you why. It's taken some time for Roquan Smith to really become comfortable in that defense, their rookie middle linebacker they got from Georgia. But now that Roquan Smith has had some time to play and he's been healthy, he is really starting to come on strong. The last week, I don't know if there were maybe more than one or two middle linebackers that I thought played as well as he did. Just has a great nose for the ball, and he's really making a huge impact. I think he's really going to be making a huge impact for that defense in the second half. You also have to remember that Khalil Mack, he has not been healthy the last few weeks. Yeah, he's been playing, but he's been bothered by an ankle injury. He is literally, you know, you've taken away him really being able to effectively rush the quarterback the way he's been. And this defense has not been as good because of that. When Khalil Mack has been healthy this year, he's been the best defensive player in the NFL. The reason why he's probably not, you know, the guy right now that you're talking about as defensive player of the year is because of his ankle injury. But before that, he was the best defensive player in football this year. As he's getting more healthy, which he is now, also with the fact that linebacker Leonard Floyd has been playing well, this defense is really going to come alive. In conjunction with that offense getting better, they went 5-3 the first 8 games. I think they're going to go 6-2 or maybe even 7-1 the second half of the year. Another team that I think is going to turn it around are the Atlanta Falcons. No doubt about it. When you look at the Falcons up until this point, they're a 4-4 team, but they have one of the most high-powered offenses in the NFL. Each game, except maybe one or two, really the first game of the year where they looked a little bit out of sync, they've been able to put up a lot of points, and they have a lot of bright spots on their offense. Matt Ryan having one of his best years ever. Tevin Coleman, the young running back, really played well in the absence of Devontae Freeman. Their rookie wide receiver, Calvin Ridley, he showed very advanced route running and also ability to beat you deep, but really just his advanced route running for a rookie has been very impressive. You have really a triple threat with him, Julio Jones, and Mohamed Sanu. Their tight end, Austin Hooper, has been a bright spot. Their offensive line's played good. But what has really let the Falcons down this year has been their defense. And on their defense, two things. They have needed a little bit more of a pass rush, and they've also needed their linebackers to play better in coverage, because they've been losing in that regard. What they have done is they've now added outside linebacker Bruce Irvin. What that's going to do, it's going to allow guys like Vic Beasley, Tack McKinley, not to face as many double teams. Teams are going to start to have to pick their poison because you have three guys up there that can really get after the quarterback right now with McKinley, Beasley, and now Bruce Irvin. That's going to make the Falcons pass rush better, so it's going to improve their defense. The biggest thing for them is the return of middle linebacker Deion Jones. He is the best coverage middle linebacker in the NFL. Him coming back with the addition of adding Bruce Irvin, it is going to add a new dimension to that defense. It's going to fix some of their coverage issues, allow them to have a better pass rush, and it's going to help match, not completely, but better with that high-powered offense, helping them be a more productive team. They went 4-4 in the first 8 games. I see them going 6-2 in the second half of the season. The last team that I think will turn it around, and I am not saying they will go to the playoffs, because I think they're still going to have a losing record, because it's pretty hard not to, are the New York Giants. It's hard for them not to turn it around, because the first half of the season, they've been 1-7. So if they win 4 games the second half of the season, that's turning it around. And I think they can potentially do so, because the truth is, they've lost some very close games this year. Some very close games against some decent teams. Couple of them were late second field goals. Couple of them were bad play calling. So I mean they've been in a number of these games. It's just that they have not been able to really match firepower with anyone because of that offensive line and also the play of Eli Manning. If you examine the Giants, they have a lot of talent there. Saquon Barkley, best offensive rookie in the NFL this year. I think when you look at pure God-given ability, I don't know if there's anyone that has as much God-given ability to play the running back position as he does. Not saying he's the best back in the NFL, but I think within 1 to 2 years, he can definitely make that case. You have Odell Beckham, a returning Evan Ingram, who's been injured much of the year, and you have players on their defense like B.J. Hill, Kerry Wynn, Lorenzo Carter, young players who have shown good stuff this year that are starting to get more playing time, and I think that will help the defense, along with Olivier Vernon now being back into the mix. They have good players on this football team. It's hard for me to imagine that they won't play better the second half of the year. I think they're going to start to figure things out. I think they're going to find more ways, creative ways to use Saquon Barkley. Look, they could still easily have a losing record when you look at their performance over the last 8 games. But still, I think because they've been in games, they've made some of them very close. They have players that can play on the offense and defensive side of the ball. I do think they can really turn it around to a degree and at least give fans a little bit of hope going into next year. So again, recapping it, the 6 teams that I think will turn it around: Jaguars, Leonard Fournette, Carlos Hyde. It's going to make that defense, and Blake Bortles. It's going to help both of them out. The Indianapolis Colts are the second team. Again, Andrew Luck's getting more comfortable. He's been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. That offensive line's playing a lot better lately. They have a running game now, and they have players on their defense stepping up. The Eagles, they have Carson Wentz getting back into form, adding Golden Tate. That's going to help. The Bears are now going to have a healthy Khalil Mack, and also that offense has been playing a lot better as the season goes along. The Falcons, they have new additions to their defense, as well as players returning to match that high-powered offense. And the Giants just have too many talented players on the offensive side of the ball, and they've kept some games close despite having a 1-7 record. So those are my 6 teams that I think will turn it around and have better second halves in the 2018 season. This is Steve the Scout with the Pro Football Scouting Podcast signing off. Last thing I'll ask is, if you do enjoy this podcast, go to the iTunes store, rate this podcast 1 to 5 stars. Hopefully you give it 5 stars. Would love to hear your feedback on it. And I appreciate you all. Again, Steve the Scout signing off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.